not promised in heaven, just a bunch of straight talk. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Talking all about the State of the Union and the Republican response. Wanted to kick off this top of the hour with what Speaker Mike Johnson had to say about all of the policy objectives and accomplishments, particularly the proposals that Joe Biden put forth in the State of the Union. This is Mike Johnson on the middle class, supporting policy proposals in Joe Biden's State of the Union.
A moment about this tradition, and we got none of that tonight. There was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Okay. Almost nothing that we could agree to. So everybody, let's review, shall we? Let's remember that. I might have Anya queued up a couple of more times. Almost nothing that we could agree to. First of all, Putin. Out of the box, Joe Biden reminded us all that President Roosevelt had to get up and basically shake Congress by the shoulders as Hitler was marching across Europe. It was a wake-up call, and the president analogized our current moment to that. And he said, I will not back down. Mike Johnson, yep, won't pass the Ukraine funding bill. So can't do that. We're just going to let Putin walk all over the United States. And by the way, why don't we listen to Australian Prime Minister Turnbull talk about Donald Trump fanboying Vladimir Putin?
With Putin, as I have on a few occasions, he's like the 12-year-old boy that goes to high school and meets the captain of the football team. My hero. It is really creepy. It's really creepy.
Now, and that struck you at the time?
Oh, absolutely. It struck everybody. It was like you could touch it. It was creepy. The creepiness was palpable.
Are you trying to say they're having a bromance?
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Okay. I'm just telling you what I saw.
So creepy. I guess creepy is the takeaway here. No laughing matter. Donald Trump kissed Putin's butt. He stood in front of the world and said, I don't believe my intelligence agencies, lifelong people who have pledged their life to serve American interests, to protect this country. He said, no, I don't believe them. I believe Vladimir Putin. Shame. But again, Mike Johnson can't get the Ukraine aid bill done. He reminded us that every elected official takes an oath to oppose all enemies, foreign and domestic. Is that the part, Mike Johnson, that you have a problem with? Because the Ukraine funding blockage certainly seems that you do, sir. Of course, Joe Biden promised to restore Roe v. Wade. We know that's off Mike Johnson's agenda because we want the policies, values, and practices of the 18th century. Women, back to your kitchens and bedrooms. What's next? Ah, the economy and the fundamental fairness that the middle class deserves in our tax code. Now, that's something Republicans absolutely do not want to happen. Joe Biden cut the deficit by over $1 trillion. Donald Trump increased it by $8 trillion. And he proposes to cut the deficit by another $3 trillion by making the wealthiest of the wealthy pay more in taxes, and the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. And in case any of you were wondering, Joe Biden said a couple of times yesterday, I'm a capitalist. I don't object to corporations. I do object when they pay less tax than a teacher does, than when a nurse does. Mike Johnson, no, we can't. No, fair taxation. What insanity is that? Joe Biden, no one making less than $400,000 per year will pay a penny more in taxes. Speaker Johnson, what's the problem with that? $400,000? That's rich folk where I'm from. Joe Biden's promise to Americans, no one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal income tax. Not good enough. Mike Johnson and the GOP, nope. restore the child tax credit that lifted some 10 million children out of poverty. The GOP response, nope, can't do that either. And not to put too fine a point on it, 55 corporations in 2020 made $44 billion and paid zero in tax. Mike Johnson, yep, that's a good idea. Let's not do a damn thing about that. $44 billion, not a penny in tax? As my friend Earl Ingram would say, come on, man. Joe Biden proposes to take the corporate tax rate from 15 to 21%. Mike Johnson and all the rest of them, no, we don't want corporations to pay their fair share. We wouldn't have put the burden, the fiscal burden of running this country on the backs of middle-class Americans. Close the private jet loophole. Nope, Mike Johnson, not going to do that. Tax big oil and big pharma more. Nope, Mike Johnson ain't going to do that. Billionaires now in this country pay on average 8% a year. Minimum tax rate for billionaires under Joe Biden, 25%. Mike Johnson, can we do that? Anya, can you play the Mike Johnson thing? Billionaires, should you pay 25% in income tax?
Kind of the unifying moment about this tradition, and we got none of that tonight. There was almost nothing that we could agree to. Now,
yeah, follow-up question. What could you agree to, Mr. Johnson? I'm going to tell you, folks, it ain't a 25% minimum tax on billionaires. Ah, Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid. Ron Johnson's favorite target, though he won't tell you it directly. He'll just say that we need an annual appropriation, which basically takes Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid off the map. Hey, Mike Johnson, can we agree to never do that? Sure can't. Sure can't. He wants to eliminate and has worked to eliminate. President Biden has junk fees, late fees, upwards of $32. The hidden fees in your cable bill when you book travel, your online ticket sellers. Tell Americans the total price up front. Mike Johnson, nope, can't do that. A $35 a month cap on insulin costs for all Americans. Dear Mike Johnson, can you do that to protect the middle class? Nope, sure can't. Cut the federal deficit by $160 billion? Can't do that. Once Joe Biden plans to cap Medicare expenses for drugs at $2,000 a year. Speaker Johnson, the MAGA right, can you do that? Will you agree to that? Sure won't. To protect the right to access health care for all Americans by strengthening the Affordable Care Act? Speaker Johnson, will you agree to do that? Sure won't. On the education front, Speaker Johnson, will you promise to federally enshrine the right to access 3- and 4-year-old kindergarten for all kids, no matter what zip code you're born into, no matter how wealthy or working class and or middle class the kids are? Speaker Johnson, will you promise preschool to every child in America?
It was almost nothing that we could agree to. Now,
Mr. Trump, will you agree that every child in America gets access to preschool? Will you agree that every child in America can get free tutoring so that every child, when they graduate from third grade, is literate and can read? Will you agree to support historically black colleges and universities? And, sir, will you agree to raise the salary for every public school teacher in America? Because that's how we get the best and the brightest and keep them in the public schools where every child deserves and has the right to a stellar education. Will you agree to that, Mike Johnson?
That's kind of almost nothing that we could agree to.
Okay, just checking. When it comes to immigration, Speaker Johnson, will you put the strongest immigration bill that has ever been proposed in the last 20 years on the floor? Will you take a vote on that, Speaker Johnson?
There was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Okay, again, just checking.
That's kind of, it was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Speaker Johnson and the MAGA extreme right and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the people freaking out and interrupting this president, will you agree to not demonize immigrants, to not separate families, and to not bar entry to this country based on someone's religious beliefs?
There was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Okay. The MAGA extremists, if you say you care about elections and voting, will you enshrine the John Lewis Voting Rights Act to shore up our electoral system and to ensure that every American citizen that is qualified to vote has that right protected? Will you do that, sir?
There was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Will you delist marijuana from Schedule 1?
The unifying, there was almost nothing that we could agree to.
How about a ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and a requirement of universal background checks, which Americans overwhelmingly support? The MAGA extremists, Donald Trump, Mr. Speaker, will you do that? Will you put that bill on the floor?
There was almost nothing that we could agree to.
Will you help support a two-state solution? Will you agree that the dignity of all people, Palestinians and Jewish people, both in Israel and in the United States, as well as Palestinians and Muslims in the United States, have their dignity protected? That we understand that Israel has a high level of responsibility?
There's almost nothing that we could agree to.
Nothing that we can agree to. I will get nothing done. That's from the MAGA right. That's from the MAGA president. That's from Speaker Mike Johnson. Shame on them. In this moment, if you want to make it about unity, Mr. Trump, it ain't about agreement. Unity comes about when we disagree but agree to work together to find solutions to very real problems facing the middle class and the working people of these United States. President Biden put forward an agenda, a forward-looking, progressive set of policies. Progressive, not in a liberal sense, but in a sense that it will lift all tides and raise all boats, help all Americans fulfill their American dream. That is President Joe Biden's agenda. I'm Maggie Dawn. Come back in just a few moments because we're going to dig back in. If you want to join the conversation, now's your chance. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.
Or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Welcome back, Wisconsin, and everyone across the Civic Media Radio Network. Perhaps in California, Texas, New York, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I want to begin this segment by thanking my colleague, host of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, because she was the one that came up with that great pseudo-sarcastic, cheeky attack ad against Senator Tammy Baldwin that basically is a listing of the senator's many incredible accomplishments. We began this special episode of the Maggie Dawn Show with the senator. If you missed the top of the show, you can go check it out at civicmedia.us, where all of my past episodes are podcasted. Let's go to the phones, take a little feedback. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, I'm just surprised they didn't have her in an apron, you know, from the outtakes I've seen of that Republican response. Because, you know, she sure, I saw the Stepford wife look on her face, you know, from what I've seen of her response. I mean, it is just sad that they couldn't come up with anything better than that. And I haven't seen the whole address that President Biden gave us, but I have read it, and it's a completely coherent, well put together speech. I mean, that, and I can't imagine the string of incoherencies that we would have seen from a President Trump.
That's what I keep saying, Mark. I'm sorry. Ask Donald Trump to articulate anything other than like build the wall, and everything will be great if I am president. That's all he's got. The guy is shallower than a puddle.
I will build a great, great wall.
How? With what money? What if the ladders are taller? What about tunnels, sir? No response. Now, let me be clear. I think in some places we need to increase some of that border security with greater patrols, more immigration agents, more asylum judges, get people through the system faster, make there a very real disincentive if you come here outside of the proper channels. Guess what the president has proposed in the bipartisan immigration package? Just those things. And Speaker Mike Johnson won't put it on the floor because Donald Trump doesn't want him to. It is the most destructive, dangerous, deranged, and delusional version of performative politics this country has seen in decades. There's no more Republicans. There's just MAGA acolytes. That's it. Because the MAGA party ain't conservative anymore. Rico, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, friend.
Hey, Maggie. Great job last night, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, when it comes to the State of the Union that Joe Biden gave last night, I'm going to borrow a term from our younger generation. It was sweet. That was sweet. And you know why? The sweetest part of the night for me was, is how once again, old Joe, old doddering Joe, managed to play you guys like a fiddle. I think Charlie Daniels would have fist bumped old Joe last night.
I couldn't agree more. And Rico, I love you, man. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. I'm going to give you the business on the air here for a second. Sweet ain't the term of the current generation. If you would have said Joe Biden's got Riz, that would be a term of the younger generation. Riz means like charisma. You're like owning the room. You got a vibe.
I'll jump in.
Yeah.
That speech last night slapped, dude. Joe Biden brought that dark Brandon last night. It was giving slay. Honestly, there's some young terminology, Rico. You might be a little bit behind, but we'll help, right?
You want to hit it again on you all of us oldsters can take some notes.
All right, everybody over the age of 40, repeat after me.
Yes.
Last night's speech was last night's speech slapped.
Last night's speech slapped.
Biden was giving dark Brandon.
Biden was giving some dark Brandon.
There we go. There we go.
I love
some youth report.
It slayed. I couldn't agree more. I don't need to know all the words to understand their meaning and context. It was just an impressive performance. I gave it a B last night. I slept on it. Maybe it's because I was exhausted. Woke up this morning and I was like, that wasn't a B. That was like an A minus, if that, right? He was laughing. He could take the heckling. He made the hecklers sound kind of nuts. And he laid out, again, a forward-looking agenda for the United States. That's what we needed. I call it Make America Normal Again. That's what people want. They want government to work for the middle and working class folks like me and you. That's what government's job is. Not to be beholden to the Elon Musks and the DuPonts and the Pfizers and the Eli Lillys of the world. That ain't what government's supposed to do. Trickle-down economics ain't a thing. The laffer curve is laughable. You don't increase revenues to help build America by reducing tax rates. Reducing tax is reducing revenues. The question is, whom do you tax and why? Taxation is a moral question. When you see tax breaks for the wealthy, that means screw you, working people. Donald Trump, $2 trillion, to the wealthiest 1% of Americans, the billionaire and millionaire classes, and to the largest corporations in our country. That is shameful. That is amoral. That is against the American dream because it hurts the middle class. One of the things that I liked most about Joe Biden's speech last night was the conclusion. It began with making fun of himself yet again. Some people would say, I've been around a while. And that's great. The man can laugh at himself. I've never seen Donald Trump laugh at himself, which to me is the mark of a sociopath, because only sociopaths take themselves that seriously. And Joe Biden called this election a battle for the soul of our nation. Oriented us not to look back to the past, but forward into our future and our values of freedom, honesty, decency, dignity, and equality. A fair shot for everyone in middle America when corporations and the rich pay their fair share. This is not an America of resentment and retribution. That ain't us. This is an America for young and old, every race, every religion, even though we've never fully lived up to that ideal. Joe Biden put the focus on each and every one of us. He said, America rises. America will see a brighter future because of what we do as Americans, as the middle class, that he works for us. Ain't that a welcome change? This has been a vision for the future that this president has laid out about what can and what should be done to serve the vast majority of us in this country and stop having politicians in the pockets of the rich, the powerful, and the moneyed elite. If you're on the phone, stay there. I'm going to go to the lines as soon as we come back. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Plenty coming back after the bottom of the hour here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Lock it in, everybody. No one can tell us where I'm searching for so long. Both of us knowing love is a battle. Welcome back, Wisconsin and the entire Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking all things State of the Union and the GOP rebuttal. I can't call it the GOP anymore. I'm just going to call it the MAGA rebuttal. Ugh. I mean, weird, creepy, doesn't even begin to cut it. Fred from Cottage Grove, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
Good afternoon. I don't know if that was the set she was sitting at for the rebuttal, but if you notice that it's a bar sink back there and a liquor cabinet just to the left of that. So that wasn't the kitchen. That was the bar room. But anyway, that was my opinion on that. But the only thing that Biden didn't do, he didn't get down and give him a 20. The guy was point on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just blew them out of the water.
Fred, yeah. Do you mean he had to give him $20 or 20 push-ups? Which one did you mean?
I think he means he didn't drop and give him 20, meaning he absolutely killed it, demonstrated exactly who he is, vision, energy, all that kind of stuff. And if any, listen, between the two nominees, who does anybody think is actually going to be able to do 20 push-ups? I'm gonna guess it's probably not the guy who's as wide as he is tall. It's just saying. And again, the emphasis on the end of President Biden's speech ended with these words: "I believe in you." Let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there is nothing beyond our reach. God bless you, and God bless our troops. I don't know what kind of country you want to live in, but I want to live in the one that Joe Biden described. That's what it comes down to. I want to live in the country that Joe Biden described last night. couple quick corrections and additions from my State of the Union coverage last night. Last night I misspoke. I said, I believe I said Pete Buttigieg was the Secretary of the Interior. I don't know. I don't remember what I said. But what I didn't say was Pete Buttigieg is the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, and that's his actual job. So correction one. Hope you all know I'm always trying to get it right for you, and when I screw it up, I will let you know. Another couple of little postscripts. We are talking about the president's aggressive agenda for tax policy and supporting the middle class so everyone has a fair shot because corporations and the rich elites pay their fair share. We talked a little bit about the fact that Hunter Biden is facing criminal charges related to tax, federal taxation. There's a couple of important things. In January of this year, Hunter Biden pled not guilty to those charges. He has not been convicted of those. Also, point of fact, he has paid all of those taxes. It doesn't remain outstanding. I'll draw a contrast to this president who has tried every which way to Sunday to not pay the judgments that juries and courts have levied against him for raping a woman and defrauding the state of New York. Now, just yesterday, a court ruled that Trump is actually going to have to post the $83-plus million bond in the E. Jean Carroll case. So again, I wonder, if Donald Trump runs out of cash, where exactly do you think he's going to go to get it? Because it's not going to be regular banks. It's not going to be domestic banks. It's not going to be Deutsche Bank, who has gotten beat up and has lost money on Donald Trump. You think it might be the Saudis. You think it might be like Azerbaijan, maybe Turkey, maybe Russia, huh? The man is a walking conflict of interest. And I don't know about you, and we'll get to, I'll start in now on the Senator Britt's response, because there are some lines in her response that just, forgetting the weirdness, we've talked about the weirdness enough. Let's talk about the substance, because that really had me cranking. I just want to give a shout out to Carmella listening to the Maggie Dawn Show out of Milwaukee. Yeah, she needs to do a callback for a soap opera. I said she should go try to be on Telemundo, because American soap operas aren't quite that dramatic. The thing from, again, this is tone delivery, that I found most disconcerting was the weird mood swings. She went from like smiling and talking about her family to like angry, disgust, and talking about rape inside of like 30 seconds. It was truly bizarre. Whoever wrote that speech needs to be fired, because you cannot pivot that hard. It's not genuine. It doesn't ring true. Again, gross. But let's take on some of the content, because again, bizarre. We're going to listen to cut one from the Republican response. This is Senator Katie Britt,
who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive. One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch. Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe, and our country is less secure. I just wish he understood what real families are facing around kitchen tables just like this one.
Okay. But the guy that grew up with the silver spoon stuck up his butt and lives in a gold tower in the middle of Manhattan and has like a castle in Florida, like that guy knows what, come on. It doesn't even hold true. It's also a pack of lies. Lies, liars, and the damned lies they tell. I mean, the country's more safe. All violent crime rates are down. The only reason they talk about this stuff in Armageddon-ish terms is because they want to scare the crap out of you. It's all lies. Don't believe the hype. Cut two.
We know and love seems to be slipping away, and it feels like the next of our nation. The country we know and love seems to be slipping away, and it feels like the next generation will have fewer opportunities and less freedoms than we did. I worry my own children may not even get a shot at living their American dreams.
Now this, hey, Katie, I agree with you. That would be the correct criticism if we elect Donald Trump, who will give $2 trillion in tax breaks to corporations and rich people, who will screw the middle class, who hasn't bought a gallon of milk in his whole life. I don't even think the man drinks milk. Cut three.
From fentanyl poisonings to horrific murders, there are empty chairs tonight at kitchen tables just like this one because of President Biden's senseless border policies. Just think about Lake and Riley. In my neighboring state of Georgia, this beautiful 22-year-old nursing student went out on a jog one morning, but she never got the opportunity to return home. She was brutally murdered by one of the millions of illegal border crossers President Biden chose to release into our homeland. Y'all, as a mom, I can't quit thinking about this. I mean, this could have been my daughter. This could have been yours. And tonight, President Biden finally said her name. But he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame. Fulfill your oath of office. Reverse your policies. End this crisis and stop the suffering.
Okay, a ton there. Again, I'm not going to spend any more time about the breathing. Weird.
Did you get the big sigh at the beginning of that clip?
There is an immigration bill that is bipartisan that would help the president do exactly what she just asked for. Lake and Riley should not have died, nor does any murder victim deserve to die. Those are crimes. More people are killed, of course, by folks that are citizens and residents. And in the cities in this country that have the highest rates of immigrants and also folks that have crossed illegally into this country have lower violent crime rates. I'm going to say that one again. In the cities in this country that have the highest proportions of immigrants, both legal and those that have crossed the border illegally, have lower crime rates than other cities with fewer immigrants. She talks about responsibility for your actions. That is the great avoider in chief of any responsibility ever in his entire freaking life. That's the MAGA guy. You take what Senator Britt said in like excerpts. She's giving you the case against Donald Trump. Mr. President, reverse your policies, end this crisis, and stop the suffering? Yeah, Donald Trump sat on his butt, basically put out baloney about Windex and bleach and sunlight curing COVID, and a million Americans died. Stop the suffering, President Trump. Tell the truth. Take some responsibility. Cut four.
Let that sink in. Hardworking families are struggling to make ends meet today. And with soaring mortgage rates and sky-high childcare costs, they're also struggling to how to plan for tomorrow. The American people are scraping by while President Biden proudly proclaims that Bidenomics is working. Goodness, y'all. Bless his heart.
Then she goes on to talk about a retiree who can't afford medication. Please, Senator, explain to me exactly what Donald Trump accomplished to hold prescription drug prices down, to address the child care crisis, which no one debates, and to help with housing. Did nothing. He just spews garbage about ivermectin. President Biden has brought inflation down, inflation that existed because Donald Trump failed to respond to the one crisis that his presidency faced, not the innumerable crises that Joe Biden has faced and conquered and has corrected course for the United States. The America of Donald Trump is of chaos, hatred, division, and regression. Nowhere in Senator Britt's response was there an articulation of a single policy, not a single proposal, not a single fact. Nothing. Nada. Cut five, please.
Walking with my friends, or whether I'm at my kids' games. But let's be honest, it's been a minute since Joe Biden pumped gas, ran a carpool, or even pushed a grocery cart.
All of these, again, just every time she says Joe Biden, just sub in Donald Trump. Here's what, Senator Britt, you dip. Joe Biden has pumped gas. He has pushed a grocery cart. He has cared for his children himself, his addicted child, his child that died of cancer. Joe Biden came from a working class family. Donald Trump has probably never touched a grocery cart, never pumped a gallon of gas, and never cared for his children directly. Because that's women's work. The last cut, please. Speaking of women's work, this is cut seven.
And we want to give you and your children. And that's why tonight, I want to make a direct appeal to the parents out there, and in particular to my fellow moms, many of whom I know will be up tossing and turning at 2 a.m., wondering how you're going to be in three places at once and then somehow still get dinner on the table.
Because that's women's work. Why, Senator Britt, are we not all tossing and turning about how to ensure that every child has a meal on the table, goes to bed full, not hungry, has a right to the most excellent education in the world? You ain't got squat on that. That's all President Joe Biden, because he has a plan for that. What you got, Senator Britt, is a bunch of nothing but heavy breathing. I'm Maggie Dawn. Lock it in for this last segment. You want to get in your thoughts. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. In America, we don't quit on ourselves. We're able to have tough discussions. We're able to call out the bull when we hear it. What Senator Britt and the GOP, that ain't the GOP anymore, it's just the MAGAs, just the MAGA party, all they've been spewing is bull. They aren't worried about getting a damn thing done to help the middle class. They're just worried about scaring you to death. Invented boogeyman. But at the end of the day, if you roll back the tapes, you trot out the Republicans, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham. All of these people called out Donald Trump for exactly what he is and was and ever will be. I want to listen to Lindsey Graham back in the day, Anya. This is going to be cut to Lindsey Graham.
What Donald Trump says.
I'm disgusted. Well, I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy. I think what you like about him, he appears to be strong when the rest of us are weak. He's a very successful businessman, and he's going to make everything great. He's going to take all the problems of the world and put them in a box and make your life better.
Look.
That's what he's selling. Here's what you're buying. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Yeah. Here's what Donald Trump is. This is out of Senator Britt's mouth, because everything she said about Joe Biden, I've called it the gaslighting of America. Everything that gets said about Joe Biden is actually a criticism of Donald Trump.
That...
Take it from Senator Britt.
Chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Amen, sister.
America deserves leaders who recognize that secure borders, stable prices, safe streets, and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation.
I agree, Senator. And there's only one candidate running for the president of the United States that can deliver those things. His name is Joe Biden. You want the border secure? Put the bill on the floor and pass it. Stop dithering about, Senator. Get some work done. Quit flapping the gums and get some work done for the American people, for the middle class. And when it comes to foreign policy, Donald Trump can't find half these nations on the map. Do you have the America's word cut, Anya? Not quite. She ended her speech with saying that America's word doesn't mean what it used to. Senator Britt, Donald Trump is a laughingstock around the world. He's the candidate Putin wants in the Oval Office. He's the candidate that dictators everywhere want to see in the Oval Office. That, my friends, is reason enough to reject the dementiatic, dumbfounded, delirious dictator day one Donald D6, who created J6, who puts every single one of us at risk. There's no policy. There's no there. There's no proposal. There's no vision for the future. All there is lies, more lies, and scare tactics. And folks, listen, there's no perfect candidate. All you married folks, you know there's no perfect spouse. Everybody who's got a job knows there's no perfect job, and there ain't no perfect house. It's an American experiment, not a finished act. Our work is never done here. The promise has never been fully fulfilled. So what we have to do is be adults about this. There's no candidate that's ever going to check every single box for every single issue for every single one of us that matters. There's no candidate, there's no president that's going to get everything right all the time. But there's no false choice here. There's only one choice. Vote for yourself. Vote for your kids. Vote for your neighbors and your family. And vote for America, because that is a vote for Joe Biden. One of the things that I wish the president had done more of yesterday is this. He was facing the very doors as he stood on the dais in the House of Representatives chambers. He faced the very doors that the insurrectionists, encouraged by Donald Trump, attempted to break down. Many of the people in front of him were representatives and senators running for their lives because of the violence that Donald Trump incited to overthrow our democracy. Let's wisen up, America. There's truth and there's bull. And Donald Trump is a snake oil salesman of the highest order with his hand in your pocket trying to get you to sell your soul to him. Don't believe what he's selling. We need to bar those doors, protect our democracy, and be adults about this. Get off your butts, America, and vote, because the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. This has been Maggie Dawn's coverage of the State of the Union and the MAGA response. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember, it is better when we stand together. Be safe, y'all. It's been a week. I'll see you on Monday.
I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves. Ten Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. Eight blacks left, deaf is around the corner. Seven misleading statements by...